So the president's budget plan, as we heard, would give Congress more money to spend, but it is a different story in Kansas, where state courts are trying to find $18 million to give their employees a pay raise. Wages are so low that nearly a third of state employees in the justice system are paid below the federal poverty level. And at the Sedgwick County District Court in Wichita, entry-level clerks make less than $11 an hour. The situation has gotten so bad that some employees started a food pantry for their coworkers. James Fleetwood is chief judge at Sedgwick County District Court. And Judge, that's hard to believe, that someone working full-time for an American courthouse needs a food pantry to make ends meet.
You know, it's something that our employees actually recognized on their own. They saw the difficulties that coworkers were dealing with. And so those with a little extra bought food, stocked a pantry for those that were without. We provided some space for that. And as the community has become more aware of the existence of this pantry, several groups have wanted to help out. We even had a class of school children that contacted us and asked if they could have a food drive to help stock the pantry.
Well, that's uplifting, but probably distressing to people like you. I understand your office is kind of right down the corner. Are people using it?
People do use it. We've emptied the shelves almost twice now, and we've had to go out and restock the shelves. We've just done that just recently.
Wow.
It's embarrassing, truly, that we have to do something like this.
I'm reading in the Wichita Eagle, your local paper, that about a third of workers in the Kansas justice system have starting salaries below $28,000, which again is below the poverty level. According to your state Supreme Court Chief Justice, every job classification in the judicial branch pays below the market rate. Why is it happening?
It's difficult there. I will admit the economy is difficult. We've gone through an era of trying to adjust taxes through a prior administration, and the economy has not responded as hoped, I suppose. Revenue streams have dropped to the point where they cannot provide the salary for employees. 32% of my employees have to have part-time jobs compared to the state average worker, who only 6.2% of the average workers in Kansas have an extra job to make bills.
You mentioned tax revenues. It's no secret that your state suffered after big tax cuts in 2012 led to a funding crisis. And last week, your new governor, Jeff Collier, addressed the legislature and acknowledged the state's problems.
Let's be very clear. We have some significant challenges to overcome. As a surgeon, I'm going to deal with problems head on, without rancor, and always with compassion. But there are some things that we need to change, and we need to do it right here, right now.
Judge, one of the things that will need to change in your state is school funding. The state was mandated by the courts to increase funding for public schools. So, I'm wondering, as you tell me this story, whether you think courts can really be a priority when you have all these other budget problems.
You know, there's often questions asking, well, why the court, not every other employee that the state may have. And I try to distinguish that we're not talking about expanded government services. We're talking about a third branch of the government. The officers of that branch of government must be financed appropriately. Their support staff must be financed appropriately.
So you're saying these jobs are just too important not to fund up at the market rate. Does it mean that you're not able to attract workers with the skills that you need to get the job done?
When I first started as chief judge, we would have a position open up. There would be 15 people would apply for it. It was seen as a beginning of a career job. Now we're lucky to get 5 people apply for it. Of those, we are lucky if we have one that even qualifies for the job. So it's getting more and more difficult to get good talent in, and it's becoming just as difficult to keep those people here. We have people leaving us all the time because they can go to any call center and have an immediate and substantial raise.
Well, how does that impact the way that justice is served in your county?
Here in my county, I've done everything I possibly can and introduced as much technology as I possibly can to make the court efficient. We've brought in, we have a paperless court. We use computers and e-filing as much as we possibly can. Those efficiencies that we can introduce, I think we've used up all of that. Our people have been as creative as they possibly can. And at this point in time, it will be the quality of justice that will deteriorate if we cannot keep trained employees on the job.
That's James Fleetwood. He's the chief judge at the Sedgwick County District Court in Kansas. Judge, thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thank you.